Yeah, Shikayat Rabasher. At this particular moment, it's easier for me to record a voicemail than to type an email. Yeah, I thought it was very good. It emphasized all the things, and tis kolamitzus. Grace Yeshikayach. When I speak over here to people in public or private, I always emphasize, as you did, the success of the community, but not in terms of, not merely in terms of people getting jobs, but also it's a pircha, and not just a defense. A pircha to their taina is that in every other neighborhood, every other community where there is a lack of education, every single one without exception, the results are really what bothers people, not the fact that people don't have an education. And look at the neighborhoods. They're low, the houses are cheap. There's projects here like low-income housing, where it's full of these big apartment buildings that are government-sponsored, and the neighborhoods, especially the projects, they're full of crime, and there's garbage in the streets, there's squalor. You go into the shops from these, where the people in these neighborhoods, that these people in these neighborhoods patronize, and they sell fast food junk, and that's it. Our neighborhoods, the results after four dairies at least, of this type of education, it's not merely, okay, a lot of people get jobs. If possible, I would look at the unemployment rate amongst our people and try to quote as much statistics as I can. But every single neighborhood is middle to upper class, and even where they're in poverty on programs, something is preventing the crime, because we have zero violent crime. We have, not just in the schools, the neighborhoods. There's not a single neighborhood where it's unsafe to walk at night. Not a single school needs metal detectors. The real estate, is the government workers mostly can't even afford a house in any Jewish Orthodox neighborhood. The products that are sold in the stores are middle to upper class type products. The clothing that they wear, the cars that they drive, everything is indicative of a very successful community. Now, I start off with that. So now the kasha is, how's that possible? Nowhere else in the world are you going to find a community where the kids don't get education and this is the result. There is no such thing. I start off with a stira, because this makes people mechuyev to answer it. I have a stira for you. Why is it that we are the only community anywhere, not only one community, every single ultra-Orthodox community in this country, maybe even in the world, I don't know, but in the country for sure, you do not find garbage on the streets, you do not find crime. On the contrary, they are living middle to upper class lifestyles. How is this possible? That's my starting point. I go on the offensive. The teretz is, oh, all the things you wrote. We teach those things that are important in the workplace. We teach discipline. We teach kids to wake up in the morning. And the zrizos, you know, atzlus is mamish and aveira. All of these things, mamish the things that you wrote, I just, maybe it's a personal style kind of thing, where I start off with a kasha, where they're like pushing mechuyiv to engage the idea, and it's a bomba the kasha. It's not just we're on the defensive. We are 100% success rate in terms of having communities that are vibrant, safe, and upper and middle class, even from a material perspective, you know? So, yeah, all the formulas there, you know, it's just like two different ways of saying Dvar Torah, I guess, Lahavdil. This is the way I like to present it. I start off with the kasha. You know, then comes the teretz. But yeah, this is definitely the material that I think Kvi Ani Estaiti needs to get out there. So, shikar, tis kalamitsis. Kol tuv.